Everything in life has a more sinister and darker side than what is perceived on the surface. Every piece of media you consume has something lurking in the shadows of the person or team who made it. Every movie, every song, every book that you've enjoyed all has a dark past in some form. But out of all of those, it seems video games have the capability to house some of the most dark and twisted parts of the creator's mind. From obvious inclusions like Silent Hill's PT to the most lighthearted games such as Mario, we will pluck every strand of every creepy and twisted mystery these games have to offer. This is The Dark Side of Gaming. There was a man who lived long ago. A man that would time and time again attempt to trick and weasel his way around the gods that governed him. His cunning allowed the man to cheat the cold grips of death twice. Once by chaining up death himself, and again by returning to punish his wife for not performing a proper ritual. Though the Greek gods weren't known for their pity, the man would have to pay for his transgressions. Making a mockery of the gods sitting in Olympus would not be taken lightly. This man's name was Sisyphus, and when he could no longer escape death, falling victim to his age, Zeus found a punishment for the man. He sent him down to the horrid likes of Tartarus, a hell beneath hell. Sisyphus was cursed to push a heavy boulder up a hill. What at first seemed a simple task quickly revealed its cruelty for the cunning man. For as Sisyphus was about to crest the hill and complete his punishment, he felt the boulder shift. The rock rubbed against his skin as it loosened from his shoulder, rolled back down the hill, forcing him to walk down and begin pushing the boulder again. Every time he would reach the top of the hill, he'd feel the rock roll off of him. No amount of cunning or trickery would allow Sisyphus to complete his punishment. He would be forced to roll the boulder up a hill for all eternity, able to see himself so close to his goal, only to have it stripped away for all eternity. This is a Sisyphean task, a fruitless effort of repeating actions with little to no payoff, a loop leading nowhere, trapped in the outcome of your own choices. On the 12th of August in 2014, those who hopped onto their PlayStations and navigated to the virtual storefront would be able to experience something that was nothing short of Sisyphean. With little fanfare or marketing, a game simply titled PT was released onto the digital store and published by Studio 7780. Those curious enough to download and boot up the game would be met with a dim and misty forest with a gravestone. On said gravestone would be the title of the game, and then the screen would shift to black as it loaded. Soon, the player's point of view would be revealed as their character opened their eyes. Laying on the floor, the player comes to and starts to rise in the cold and dark square room they've awakened in. There isn't anything more than a humming fluorescent bulb above the door in front of you and a few cockroaches to keep you company. The player swiftly gains control and is able to inspect the room, finding nothing worth noting as the player exits the room. Though, through the door, the player finds a long hallway. Lights and paintings hang on white walls on both sides, overhead lights reflecting off the hardwood floor. This hallway is what will become the player's boulder, the one they must push up the hill. Pushing the boulder up will lead the player further into the home, eventually meeting a window looking out into a dark and uncertain world. The player turns right to find another stretch of the house. There is a door to the right, leading to a bathroom, and further ahead on the left is the front door for the house. Across the front door rests a radio. Sitting among the clutter on a dresser, the voice on the radio speaks of a murder and that the neighbors believed they heard chanting just days before the incident took place. A chandelier creaks overhead, swinging ever so gently from side to side, leading the player past a coat rack to another door. Taking a few steps down, the player pushed through the door, only to find themselves in the same hallway they just tried to escape from. This is PT. This is your hell. Your Sisyphean task. Fruitlessly making your way through the hallway over and over, never able to leave the home. The front door is useless. The windows are useless. The boulder slips from you every time you reach the end of the hallway and push the door open. However, this is not all PT has to offer. If that were the case, I wouldn't be talking with you today. No, there is something sinister lurking in the hall that you traverse. Your journey is not one of isolation. Rather, it's a haunting journey of unwinding mystery and shambling threats. As you traverse the hall over and over again, looking at remnants of a once-lived home, various objects and photos scattered around on any one of the three dressers within the hallway, the player will begin to notice things changing. And perhaps more importantly, you'll begin to notice that someone is following you just out of your eyesight. You can hear it though, the soft groans and haunting cries. You even begin to doubt your own autonomy. Was that really only two footsteps? Or was there a third step just barely audible? Is that really your shadow? You don't remember it looking quite like that. The door leading to the next hallway shuts, and the door to the bathroom behind you swivels open. The cries of a child slip out into the empty hall as more cockroaches spill out. All you can do is investigate through the small crack the door has allotted you. Peering into the dark bathroom, very little is visible. You strain your eyes more and more, and suddenly, before you have time to process what you've seen, a face appears in the crack of the door, inches away from you. Snarling, the figure slams the door shut in your face. You're able to move on as one door shutting opens another, leading you back into the hallway. As you turn right, as you had several times before, you're finally met with the figure of a woman who will stalk and torment you for the rest of your time in those halls. She stands by the front door, tall and looming. Her still figure shrouded completely in darkness until you approach and the light above her goes off, turning back on to reveal she is no longer in your path. Everything PT does from here on out is engineered to push the player further into uncertainty. What are initially small changes in environments will twist and advance until the player is rushing through less bashful events. The player will come across several scripted events, such as coming across a crying fetus with warped features when gaining access to the bathroom. A fridge wrapped in chains hangs in the place of a chandelier, swinging violently back and forth while familiar cries ring out as blood drips from the white exterior. Time after time, attempts to escape the maddening loop bring the player further into depravity. With each loop, more and more will be revealed about the hill you're stuck on. Though the pieces to the puzzle you're given are nothing so simple. As with many other games we've discussed, it was the dedication of the internet that assisted in putting the pieces into place. The pictures on the walls were examined. The voices slipping from the ever-present radio were listened to thoroughly, looking for any clues. As players pushed through the halls, they slowly put together the narrative of the enigmatic game. The white walls of the hall turning red. Fidgeting eyes painted all over the walls as the player frantically rushes through the hellscape. Or they would reveal a hole in the wall the player could look through to witness a grisly scene. The game will eventually force a faux crash screen, causing the player to restart. Armed with only a flashlight to illuminate a now much darker hallway, the player follows a series of tasks until the phone in the hall rings. Upon answering the phone, the player hears a knock at the front door. The door can now be interacted with, allowing the player to finally leave the hallway and enter into the dark uncertainty. A short cinematic play and then your time with PT has come to an end. While players became privy to the story of the tall and pale woman named Lisa that haunted the player throughout their journey, they also became increasingly aware of the true nature that was PT itself. As I said, the game appeared nearly out of nowhere, with little warning. It was as mysterious as the contents the game provided. PT wasn't a demo for some unknown property, nor was Studio 7780 just an indie studio no one had ever heard of. Players quickly discovered that PT was developed by none other than powerhouse in the industry, Konami. The game was shrouded, released under the alias of Studio 7780. Furthermore, the director of the project was another titan, Hideo Kojima. That wasn't all, though. Acclaimed director Guillermo del Toro. Yeah, it's even said Junji Ito, a well-known horror manga artist, was approached to be involved, though this never got much further than the talks of possibilities. With Hideo Kojima heading such a notable series as Metal Gear Solid, and Konami releasing several big names, games ranging from Castlevania, Contra, and the most relevant to our subject today, Silent Hill. The internet was abuzz with what PT could lead to. Speaking of the title in relation to the truth behind the game's release, PT was revealed to stand for Player Teaser, a small lead into what was supposed to be Konami's next big project, Silent Hills. For such a short title, with such a quiet release, PT was able to make quite the impression on those who picked it up. Channels on YouTube flocked to it. Such a simple setup was easy to implement into videos for reactions or dissection. People were being scared in a time where truly well-built horror games were a dime a dozen. Suffice it to say that PT made a splash. The overwhelming presence of Lisa, ever looming over the player's shadow, created a haunting and intimidating atmosphere. She would attack with very little warning. Small, faint cries would chime in the player's ear. If curiosity gripped you and you swivel the camera, she would be waiting for you. Standing tall over the player, she would close in, face jittering like it didn't belong in your world. She picked the player up like a child, and quickly the camera would shift as she effortlessly broke your neck. The fear was there, and players got excited at the prospect of a new Silent Hill game present in the same atmosphere and horror as PT was. Silent Hill is a series rife with possibilities for psychological and physical horror. As with PT, every entry in the Silent Hill world would present horror in such a way that dug its hooks into the main character's narrative, with the monsters and horrors brought on by the infinite fog typically being twisted images of the character's past or his fears. Like the iconic malformed nurse enemy that can be found lumbering toward the protagonist James in Silent Hill 2. They are a representation of the anxiety James developed while visiting his terminally ill wife, Mary, in the hospital. Or possibly the most recognizable force of nature within Silent Hill, Pyramid Head. Pyramid Head is known to represent the urge for male dominance within James. Lisa herself being a victim at the hands of her husband, the game reveals that Lisa was murdered by her husband as he believed she had monsters dwelling within her. She was shot in the stomach, killing the second spark of life that rested there, and her right eye was also ripped out. That's the visage she haunts the player with, bloody dress and empty eye socket. The crying fetus that can be found in the bathroom sink likely represents the child that was lost during the attack. It was all there. All the pieces were in place for the makings of greatness. A horror game to rise above others and cause a few pans to become ever so slightly damp. The actor Norman Reedus was even slated to act within the game as the protagonist back when The Walking Dead still held powerful popularity. The community continued pushing the boulder up the hill, waiting to crest and receive their reward. But as PT reached a fever pitch, players felt the boulder shift and slip from their fingers before rolling back downhill. It was announced that Silent Hills was canceled. The teaser had garnered so much attention and critical acclaim that the decision not to follow up on the title was nothing short of baffling. While the game arrived on storefronts quietly, people were not willing to let it go the same way. After Konami announced it was not only canceling development of Silent Hills, but choosing to remove PT from storefronts, the internet fought back. Petitions were created to keep the game on storefronts. People downloaded the game before it could be deleted to make sure they didn't lose out. Gameblogs chided the company for such a brash decision, as in such a short time PT had woven its way into the fabric of gaming culture. It was something special, and to take it away benefited no one. Regardless of fan outcry, the game was removed from digital stores in May of 2015, and just like that, it seemed the legacy of PT was snuffed out. Konami announced that their focus was going to shift away from console gaming, deciding to focus on a more mobile market. It was only PT the company was putting efforts in to cut ties from. It wasn't long after the cancellation of PT that Konami announced it would be parting ways with Hideo Kojima, even going so far as to ban him from accepting an award won by Metal Gear Solid 4. The company seemed content tanking their reputation with what amounted to a scorched earth approach to shifting focus. Fans, though, were not so eager to let the moment PT had to shine slip from their fingers. Those who still had access to the game would continue to look through files and narratives, picking apart whatever they could find to increase the game's life. For example, despite being delisted, data miners were able to prod the game's files and find out that Lisa and the fetus weren't the only entities in the game's code. It's not clear why the files are there and not used within the playable teaser, but there is a full model of a female creature. The monster only had one leg and is meant to stretch toward the player, taking up the space of an entire hallway. There's also those that messed with the game's code until they were able to break the playable boundary, letting the players finally escape the home and explore the streets that were present in the game's ending cutscene. In a video uploaded to YouTube by Lance McDonald, we can see the rendition of these streets. Floating around the space beyond the hallway, it's surprising that so much of the area was rendered and given collision. Cars can be found abandoned by the sides of the roads and cluttered together in parking lots. Fire escapes climb high on the sides of multi-story apartment buildings. Trash is thrown about the streets, keeping the area from looking too repetitive. The oppressive silhouettes of water towers loom high above the player's head. It's impressive the level of detail and work that went into the areas that the player was never meant to see. But the area surrounding the hallway has an unmistakable aura that is reminiscent of Silent Hill. The area is bleak, and it reeks of long-since abandoned construction for a town seemingly becoming empty overnight. It's easy to imagine the monsters that would slowly chase the player through the streets dimly lit by overhanging lights, or the interiors of the surrounding apartment buildings that no doubt have endless hallways lined by locked doors. Speaking of things the player was never meant to see, another asset was found in the game's code that was fully ready to be implemented, but isn't something the player could activate. Within the bathroom, the bathtub normally has two states, empty and half full, but within the code, a third state exists, one where the bathtub is full, water threatening to drop onto the floor at the slightest movement. With that water rests a familiar body, that of Lisa's, resting limbs and most hauntingly, headless. Another secret regarding Lisa was discovered as players messed around with the game and its files. From the moment the player wakes up their flashlight, the model of Lisa is tethered to the player. She's coded in such a way that her body is always resting just behind the player out of their eyeline. This is what allows Lisa to wail in your ear and add a third footstep to yours, as well as manipulate the shadows on the wall. Even outside the game, small tidbits of information were doled out. For example, Kojima himself revealed that Studio 7780 was a hint to the truth of the game's purpose. With the numbers 7780 that related to a prefecture in Japan, called Shizuoka. The name Shizuoka literally translates to quiet or silent hill. With the game are even references to Orson Welles' The War of the Worlds, implying that aliens might exist with PT. This wouldn't be a new concept to Silent Hill as a series, though. Many of the games feature joke endings that would trigger when specific conditions were met. In these endings, the main character would come face to face with aliens, possibly hinting they were behind the incident behind Silent Hill. Though these endings aren't considered canon in any regard. With all of these discoveries, it's truly a shame we will likely never see the visions Kojima had for the series, the horrors and puzzles that await the players, the boulders we would have to push within Silent Hills. The game itself is now reminiscent of the ghost town that it was set in, ideas and possibilities left abandoned by the side of the road. But much like the cunning of Sisyphus, people weren't quite so willing to let what could have been die. While PT and Silent Hills were never going to make it back onto the dashboards of PlayStations, the ripples caused by their game-changing presences are still felt to this day. Games like Visage and Layers of Fear are heavily inspired by the atmosphere and approach the horror that PT presented. Even another powerhouse horror franchise, Resident Evil, seems to have taken a page from PT's book. Resident Evil 7 returned the series to its more horror-centric roots and presents the series' first venture into first person. It's hard to escape the similarities in the game's engines as they similarly present the world, a world of tight hallways and winding corridors full of uncertain horrors chasing after you. Even as recent as 2020, the game Phasmophobia was released, a more corporate experience. The game keeps the player confined to tight spaces as they work together to discover and overcome the supernatural beings haunting the building. Though we may never see the version of Silent Hills that Kojima and the other minds working on it had planned for us, we can still revel in how that game shook up the genre and created a new spark in a slowly dying breed of games. While that boulder may have slipped from our shoulders, as we walk back down to the rock and place our fingers to the grit, with PT, we discover that some boulders are worth pushing up that silent hill. This episode of The Dark Side of Gaming was brought to you by The Dark Swamp Entertainment and produced by Swamp Dweller, backed by Audio Boom. The heart-pounding sound design was produced by Joey Sorlis, and the creepy mysteries in this episode were brought together by Sam Writing. These dark tales were voiced and hosted by Derek Weber. Be sure to follow the podcast on iTunes and Spotify to get notified as soon as a new episode comes out. And don't forget to rate it to let us know how we did, and leave a comment on what you would like to hear be covered in a future episode.